From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Iraqi officials say a series of coordinated bombings today in Baghdad have killed at least 112 people. More than 400 others were wounded. The attacks are the deadliest in the Iraqi capital in more than a month. The BBC's Natalia Antilava is in Baghdad.
This doesn't come as a complete surprise. We have had big bombings recently in Baghdad, and all of them targeted government buildings. And just a few days ago, the head of Baghdad Operations Control, which is one of the agencies in charge of security here, was going through telling me about the procedures that they're taking in order to prevent them. There were extra security measures put in place to prevent attacks like this. So I think many people here will be asking, in that case, why is it that these attacks are still happening?
The BBC's Natalia Antilava in Baghdad. In Pakistan, the Supreme Court was told today that President Asif Ali Zardari received benefits in excess of $1.5 billion under a controversial amnesty law that shielded him from prosecution on corruption charges. The president's spokesman called the charges baseless, politically motivated, and unproven in any court. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The amounts by which some 250 politicians, senior bureaucrats, and retired military officers allegedly benefited are staggering. President Zardari tops the list of ill-gotten gains purportedly appropriated through corruption schemes. According to one entry, the president amassed $1.5 billion, which were described simply as assets without means. The figures came to light today after the Supreme Court ordered the country's National Accountability Bureau to produce what the Chief Justice called an authentic list of those who had benefited from the controversial ordinance that quashed cases of corruption and abuse of power. If the court strikes down the immunity law, legal experts say they expect cases including the graft investigations against President Zardari to be reopened. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
South Korea is sending troops to Afghanistan next year. It says it will send up to 350 troops to protect its civil aid workers. South Korea currently has no deployment in Afghanistan. It withdrew its some 200 troops in 2007. The pullout, which had been planned, followed a hostage standoff in which the Taliban killed two South Koreans after demanding that Seoul remove its troops immediately. The defense ministry says the cabinet approved the new plan this week to send troops to protect aid workers, and it will be sent to the National Assembly this week. Opposition parties are against the proposal, but the ruling party has enough seats to guarantee passage. Oil prices fell below $74 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for January delivery was down by 6 cents to $73.87 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. President Obama will spell out new efforts to encourage job creation this morning. Although the U.S. economy is growing again, would-be workers are still facing double-digit unemployment. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The White House has been collecting ideas of what the government could do to spur job growth, and President Obama will outline some of his favorite proposals in a speech at a Washington think tank. Those could include incentives for home weatherization and a tax credit for employers who add to their payrolls. Mr. Obama has considered paying for some of the initiatives with leftover TARP money from the $700 billion bank bailout.
The question is, are there selective approaches that are consistent with the original goals of TARP, for example, making sure that small businesses are still getting lending, that would be appropriate in accelerating job growth.
Some Republicans argue that unspent TARP money should be used to pay down the deficit. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The credit reporting agency TransUnion plans to issue a forecast in which it cites a further improvement in consumer credit management this year, with unemployment still an obstacle to on-time credit card payments. Credit card delinquencies are expected to continue falling through 2010, but at a much slower rate than in the past 2 years. TransUnion says that by the end of next year, it expects 90-day delinquencies on credit cards issued by banks to drop to 1.04%. The rate was 1.1% in the third quarter of this year and is expected to fall to 1.07% by the end of this year. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.